a black hole was thrown out of its galaxy. Scientists have reconstructed the cosmic kick. RBH1 is racing through intergalactic space at about 954 kilometers per second, leaving a 200,000 light-year trail behind it. A new peer-reviewed analysis reconstructs the supermassive black hole merger that may have delivered the extraordinary gravitational wave kick. A supermassive black hole is racing away from the galaxy that once held it, moving at roughly 954 kilometers per second. Behind it stretches a narrow trail of young stars about 200,000 light-years long, nearly twice the diameter of the Milky Way. The 30-second summary. RBH1 is racing through intergalactic space at about 954 kilometers per second, leaving a 200,000 light-year trail behind it. A new peer-reviewed analysis reconstructs the supermassive black hole merger that may have delivered the extraordinary gravitational wave kick. The limits of the evidence and what remains unproven are central to the story. The object, known as RBH1, had already been identified as the strongest confirmed example of a runaway supermassive black hole. The new development is not another sighting. In a study published in Physical Review Letters on July 17, 2026, physicists used its measured speed, Hubble and James, Webb images, and numerical relativity calculations to reconstruct the violent event that may have launched it. A black hole too large to simply drift away. Black holes do not normally leave the centers of their galaxies. A supermassive one may weigh millions or billions of times as much as the Sun, so pushing it into intergalactic space requires an extraordinary transfer of momentum. RBH1 lies at a redshift of about 0.96, meaning its light has traveled for roughly 7.7 billion years. Webb spectroscopy revealed a sharp velocity change in gas at the head of its trail. Together with the Boshoff shape and the motion of gas downstream, the observations indicate that an object of at least 10 million solar masses is traveling supersonically through the thin material surrounding its former galaxy. The black hole itself emits no light. Astronomers detect its passage through the gas it compresses and the stars that form in its wake, much as investigators infer the path of an invisible projectile from the damage it leaves behind. The gravitational wave kick. The July analysis starts from one leading hypothesis. RBH1 formed when two supermassive black holes merged. Such a merger releases enormous amounts of energy as gravitational waves. If those waves leave the system unevenly, conservation of momentum pushes the newly combined black hole in the opposite direction. This recoil is not merely theoretical. Einstein's equations allow black hole mergers to generate kicks of thousands of kilometers per second when the masses and spins have the right configuration. The challenge was to find a set of merger properties capable of reproducing RBH1 measured velocity. The researchers calculate that the two original black holes probably differed in mass by no more than about 6 to 1. Their orbital plane and spins we've been processing, rather than remaining neatly aligned, and the larger black hole likely had a high dimensionless spin of around 0.75. The merger may have occurred approximately 17 million years before the moment captured in the telescope images, a clue to the galaxy that lost it. The reconstruction also points backward to the history of the host galaxy. The required black hole masses suggest that two comparably sized, gas-rich galaxies had previously collided. Their central black holes sank toward the merged galaxy's center, formed a binary, and eventually coalesced. That last step matters because theorists have long debated whether pairs of supermassive black holes can reliably lose enough orbital energy to cross the final parsec and merge. If the interpretation is correct, RBH1 is evidence that at least some binaries complete that journey and then produce a recoil powerful enough to remove the remnant from its galaxy. Why this matters for future gravitational wave astronomy? Space telescopes cannot watch the ancient merger happen again, but systems like RBH1 can preserve information about otherwise invisible gravitational wave events. The researchers estimate that similar mergers would be exceptionally strong targets for LISER, the planned space-based gravitational wave observatory. Finding more runaway black holes could therefore help astronomers estimate how frequently supermassive black holes merge, how their spins are oriented, and how often galaxies lose their central black holes. It could also reveal an unexpected mode of star formation, triggered in a long wake as an ejected black hole compresses into galactic gas. What the study does not prove, the reconstruction depends on the assumption that gravitational wave recoil caused the ejection. A complex interaction among three black holes can also fling one member away, and the original observations considered that possibility. The new paper shows that a particular merger configuration can explain the speed and the likely history of RBH1. It does not directly measure the vanished binary or the gravitational waves it emitted. The trail's age, the black hole's minimum mass, and the geometry of the system also carry uncertainties. Even so, RBH1 has turned an extraordinary streak in an old Hubble image into a rare laboratory for studying the most violent mergers in the universe. Before we overstate the result, a new peer-reviewed analysis reconstructs the supermassive black hole merger that may have delivered the extraordinary gravitational wave kick.